Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
And to the sweet sounds of Kevin Bloody Wilson, it's Hump Day with Swanee and friends, Dane Swan, and guest friend, the third, Jason Richardson.
How the bloody hell did I get invited here to replace Sam of all people? I thought I was your very special guest.
I didn't think I'd tell you that beforehand. Oh, right. But you obviously aren't following Instagram.
I knew that Sam was due to give birth. I thought, oh, what a ripper she is coming to do the pod first.
Yeah. Well, we know that now she has had the baby because it's on Instagram.
It's on, yes, Instagram official.
Right.
Yep.
So to never until then.
No, nothing happens until it's on Instagram, as we know. She had a boy.
She had a boy. Yeah. Yes. But did you see
She had Harley Reid fever. It's called Harley. I wonder if that's
really. This is sort of not a whole lot.
She's a West Coast supporter. Oh no, she breaks for everyone who's paying her, I guess. So, to do work for them.
And she did flag to us. Ooh, did you see that come across the?
No, I missed that one.
It's unlike you.
I'll have to revisit it.
If you go to Samantha Rich's Instagram. There's the photos that she was talking about that she took over in Adelaide in the
pond. Odd, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, so Swanee fever didn't take off. Is there a lot of little Danes running around after you were just tearing up the MCG?
There's a couple. Yeah. No. Well, I ran into someone on the weekend who said they named their kid after me.
Really. Thank God Ralphie wasn't a footballer. Yeah, and then little Ralph's running around. Or Jason.
I was just hoping I didn't know the mum.
Yeah. I do remember at Auskick, when I was going to Auskick about 12 years ago, before I met you, there was some kids who used to draw Borro on their arms. That's similar.
Really? Hopefully I've ruined a lot of relationships with parents and sons and getting tattooed at a very early age. That'd be nice.
So we've just got a bit of housekeeping to catch up with.
Oh, okay.
Before we get into the meat of things.
What is the meat?
Fuck knows.
It usually just ends.
Right, okay.
But I brought up something last week, so I don't know if you're across it or not across it yet.
No, not across it.
Dane, at that stage, wasn't across it. I don't know if you are yet. I after show four of Baby Reindeer, just needed a bit of a break.
That yet.
Now, have you caught up with it yet?
No.
Have you seen it yet?
No, what are we talking about?
I watched the Tom Brady roast, though.
That's on my list.
Yeah. So anyway, so the Baby Reindeer, we'll get to some messages, our people, but I just wanted to check that. Okay. So this was a show that was a bit edgy.
Right.
Show one, show two, show three, and then show four was, what the fuck have I just watched? And there's seven of them. So now the conundrum is to whether we watch the next three.
Yeah, is it a family show? Are you sitting down with Sue and the family?
I was sitting down with Sue. I'm glad I wasn't watching it with the family.
Thank you. Now I've got my head around it.
Drug-induced anal rape sort of took a bit of a turn. Sure. Yeah, and it's a true story. It's number one on Netflix. That's the only reason. So a lot of people have seen it. You two haven't, but a lot of people have seen it. So what did you see from the Tom Brady roast?
Drug induced anal. That's a Saturday night.
What?
Depends where you're giving it or taking it.
We don't discriminate.
Exactly.
We don't judge people.
No, exactly.
But anyway,
Tom Brady roast, very good. Yeah, It's very funny.
And there was one part of it when one of the comedians did a joke about something that Tom went up and whispered in his ear. Was that serious?
No, actually, as I was sitting in the car waiting for Dan to arrive, because he was taking over Samantha's role very well in being late, I was watching Jeff Ross got interviewed and he they asked him that and he said, no, it was all part of the show. He took it pretty well. He took some took more harder hits on that roast than he did playing footy. It was very, very funny. Only a certain type of person can probably get up there and cop all those sprays about him. I'm not sure Australia's ready for a roast of someone, especially because the jokes obviously are, you know, there's a lot of gay jokes and a lot of, like, you know, jokes about his ex-wife. A lot of jokes calling Gronk, like, a retard and all, you know, which were all very, very funny. But that's, I guess you just have to leave your PC
sensitivity.
Exactly.
Yeah. What was the gay jokes?
They don't think. I'm sure, like, Tom Brady is gay the way, like, he's so perfectly dressed and his cheekbones are high. Yeah. You know, like, all the plastic surgery.
Like you and Shane Crawford.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So a lot of jokes where a lot of people will get upset if you're the PC police or the woke brigade. Yes. But everyone left that at home and it was very, very funny.
And you've got to be absolutely undisputed legendary status, I think, to have a roast.
Yes. Yeah.
Whereby no one can just question that you're just the greatest.
Yeah.
So therefore, that's a given. So then you just tear strips off.
And do you think you have to be a clean skin? Because then you have to make sure, because if you are a dirtbag, then it's not really a roast, it's just stating facts.
Yeah. Imagine the Swanee roast.
Yeah.
So I've got a list.
You've got a list.
Brady's went for 3 hours. I want to go for 3 days. There'd be fucking people lining up for months to get a go at me.
Tell me people who... So, as we've said, so in America, this has been a stock standard thing for 50 years. And the reality is if you put yourself up there, it's no holds barred.
Correct.
Because it'll be shit if it is.
Exactly.
That's right.
But Brady's comeback wasn't... Brady's last text minute was okay, but he's just... You can tell he's just such a fucking dork. And the TB12 method, like, that got hammered. He meat and avocados and seeds old. But even his delivery with the punchline, you can just tell that's just not him.
It's just so wooden.
Yeah, even though Edelman was saying he's not, you know, he just doesn't have a sense of humor. Like, he's not funny, but he's just wooden. It was just very, very hard for him to relay all the jokes and then hit the punchlines. But he's obviously a fairly good football player.
Can I give our people some homework? A bit more enjoyable than Baby Reindeer, the Pamela Anderson roast. Go do yourself a favor and get on YouTube with that.
I've seen a snippet of that.
I've seen a spit roast. I've seen what video are you
we
talking
all get
about
at times,
yeah exactly yeah.
So that is a bit of recommendation. The other one is, if you really want to wonder about how much we've evolved as a society, just Google YouTube the work of Don Rickles at Roaston from the 70s.
Oh, mate,
I don't know how it hasn't been taken down.
I love that guy, and some must be on my algorithms. Because I sit there, whenever they come up, I watch them all. So they keep sending him to me. He is just the best.
One popped up the other day, mate. And he goes, "Congratulations on your new wife." And he pauses. He goes, "Really?" How'd that go down?
Imagine that today.
Apparently, Giselle's not happy with it. Apparently, I read this
really?
Morning. Yeah, yeah. She was the brunt of. She wasn't the brunt. It was just. Her boyfriend was probably the brunt of a few jokes.
Yeah. How many days did he last? Remember when he retired and made that classic statement of, I want to retire from professional sport to spend more time with my family?
Not long.
Was it 100 days
that
he spent time with his family? He said, I'm making a comeback.
Yeah. To go 8-9 and miss a playoff. Yeah, that's what he said. It's very funny. If you've got 3 hours, definitely watch it. It took me 2 nights, but it was very, very funny.
Well, and he retired to spend more time with his family?
Well, for 100 days, and then he bailed out. I mean, I don't even think he made 100.
In hindsight, shouldn't you have started your family?
Well, he's figured out because now he's retired and he's got none.
That's right.
Yeah, he's hoping he can do what he likes and control the world.
So in hindsight, should you have started your family earlier?
Yes, way earlier. Yes.
How many kids have you got now?
Three that I'm aware of.
Three.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
what are they? All these girls?
One of each. No, I've got a three-year-old boy and... What are we in, mate? 16-month-old twin girls.
Oh, twins.
Mm, yes, absolutely.
That's great.
Great's a word people use to describe.
No wonder you're doing this.
Yeah, exactly.
Honey, I'm out. We're going to go and do a podcast.
I work with Jason.
I'm the hardest working man that doesn't do anything.
It was the morning after your third, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Just yes, sure, I'll come in. No worries.
Exactly. Yeah. Hardest working man in showbiz.
Yeah. In fact, I was actually in the hospital when Cleo was born, and Ralphie was like, "Don't forget the radio on the morning." No, I'm sleeping in the hospital, waking up early to leave.
So I've got a list of people in Australia. Would they do a Tom Brady style roast?
Would they accept it?
Would they accept it? And this is the no holds barred roast, because as we say, it would be shit if it wasn't. Yep. I reckon Jeff Kennett.
Would he accept? He's got a bit of his ego is a bit strong though, wouldn't it? I don't know if he'd cop it.
Well, you get to have the last word.
Dan Andrews?
That, I would say 1,000,000 to 1.
He's not interested in food.
No, I don't think so, no.
Would Sam Newman?
Yeah. Oh, I see. Perfect. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely perfect.
Andrew Demetrio?
Nah. Yeah. Nah, he's a bit on the other. I'd say I'm leaning more towards
unlikely.
No.
Yeah, yeah. Unlikely. Gil McLaughlin?
I'd say no. I wasn't allowed to say anything about him when I was live tweeting for the other gambling company I was working for.
Have we changed?
Yeah, we've changed. I've slutted myself around.
What colour's yours now?
Purple.
Thank you.
So when I was tweeting the Brownlow for a company we shall not name, one of the guidelines was I wasn't allowed to tweet about him. I wasn't allowed anything. So now whether that was coming from Sportsbet just to cover their ass, or was coming a direction down from him because they're the official sponsors.
No, I reckon he would. Yeah, I reckon he would. I think he's got good sense of humour.
And you know what the other big thing, how many skeletons have they got? Because then you're like, fuck off. Like, do some investigating.
Yeah, you can laugh at me, you know, being rich guy playing polo, but don't start actually bringing out real skeletons.
Exactly. So that'd be the problem if there's... So, you don't know, but on the he can laugh at himself.
Yeah, he's good.
He goes on the front bar, isn't it?
So Jason,
Jason. See, he scares me whenever he calls me Jason. I look around.
It'd be fair to say you've got me covered in quite a few areas. One that you definitely have is the ability to play the corporate game.
Thank you. that's not awfully hard.
That's not a low high bar to beat me.
As long as you don't call everyone and see you next Tuesday, then I'm in front of you.
So when you hear that, what they just said about Gil,
yeah.
How much do you think that's Gil's direction, and how much do you think that's people trying to please Gil's direction?
That's 99.99 the other. Because Gil would be the sort of guy that'd go, bring it on, mate. I'll give as good as I get.
Mind you, you'll find out when he's your boss at racing, sir.
I love Mr.
Scotland. Scott Pendlebury.
Well, yeah, tell us about Pendles.
How hard would you have to work to get stuff on him, though?
Yeah, I actually was thinking about this the other night when I was watching. I was like, I wonder if... Because Pendle was going to play, whether they would do one. If I got up, what I would say. I was trying to think of some stuff. Yeah, I think because he is squeaky clean. Yeah. So the only shit you could poke fun at is basically the same stuff. You just copy Brady's roast put it into Scott's. But he's not divorced or anything. So half the jokes were taken about that. But he lives the perfect life. So you have to.
Does he really?
Well,
is he as good as he appears?
No one's that perfect. Yeah, so he's got something dark and devious about him. We just don't know what it is. Right. Yeah. Showers with his jocks on, maybe.
He does.
Yeah, he's done it before.
Yeah. No.
Corners, showers in the corner. Yeah, that's something I'd. That's something I'd take him. I'd play with you 15 years, never seen your dick, something like that.
Apparently, it's a little golf ball in the rough.
Yeah. But I think Scott would be okay with it. Yeah.
Dermot Brereton.
He'd
be fine with it.
He'd be one of those.
He'd relish it.
He'd love anyone talking about him.
Doesn't matter good, bad, or indifferent. He just wants someone to talk about him.
Bruce McAvaney.
I don't think anyone would want to roast Bruce. Why would you want to say about him?
That's an interesting one. Has he got to the point where he's unroastable?
I think so.
No, but Tom Brady was unroastable, and he's. Yeah, no, he did you know what? He's actually got a very good sense of humour, man.
Yeah.
So I reckon he could.
What could you take the piss about him?
Well, just how much of a nerd he is, his level of preparation and also the way that he actually celebrates.
Yeah.
You can rip right into him.
The cutaways. One of the things about the greats, I reckon, is they have to be a bit weird, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
They have to be
that's
a bit
true.
Weird.
No, that's right.
The cutaways of him watching Wigs.
And that, none of that's put on.
That's the point I was saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just not normal.
No, correct.
But that's him.
And I used to, when I first met him, I think, it feels like this is a little, is this put on? But that's just him in all his magnificence, mate. He is just.
He knew more about me than I knew about me when he came, interview me, Philip.
Yeah.
The Brownlow talks and that. He know more about you than you knew about yourself. I was like, fuck, I didn't even know that was my uncle. I didn't know that was it. I didn't know I did that. I didn't know he's a remarkable man.
Yeah. If you asked him to come to the, where did your kids go to primary school?
St. Anthony. What's it called?
You went to St. Anthony's.
Yeah. Joseph's.
St. Joseph's.
No, I played footy, but only St. Anthony's.
If you asked him to go to the St. Joseph's pie night, he would require, he would do minimum 100 hours prep. The minimum. He would know all the presidents. He'd want to know absolutely everything about the club and then try to memorize something and then off he'd deliver it.
Well, I'm going to get back to this topic
for
people. But now that you've opened up the door, I've got to walk through it. Dane's, with young kids, has got their education in front of him.
Right.
Have you got any advice for him when it comes to offering yourself for possible work at schools that might mean that you're not paying as much?
Well, I would suggest I'd go with Andrew, with Matty Lloyd's philosophy, where he actually took his manager in. He took his manager into Halebrook to put his kids in a school, and he broke it a deal for him to be the footy coach.
Pickers, I know you're listening.
So Pickers can go to the boy and the girl school, and you go.
Well,
break her a deal.
I'll ring him. He hasn't. I've got to pay him somehow. Yeah, I don't know. But I don't know how he takes his 20% whack from that.
No, that's one. That's just the love. That's
Do you think he knows how we can?
He'll find a way.
Yeah. I've got. I'll leave the last two to last. I've got an asterisk. Don't you answer it, Dane.
Okay.
But I want Jason's there. Dane Swan would do a roast, but I've got an asterisk. What do you think that asterisk is?
He's not allowed to roast himself.
No.
Hang on. Is there who you don't want in there?
He would do it for one. Yeah. There's one reason that he would do it.
For money.
Nothing's for nothing. Yeah.
Did you get paid to go and do the front bar?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I didn't ask. They said I'll give it to you. I was going to do it for nothing. Yeah.
Yeah.
But my publisher's good publicity.
Did you get slightly uncomfortable then?
No. I get paid for my.
That's what I was going to say.
No, I wouldn't think that would be.
No. If I don't get paid, I don't get out of bed.
Hang on. How are you getting paid for this?
Wow. He's building his brand.
Yeah, exactly. Well, or tearing it down. I'm not sure which one it is. I would be roasted, no problem.
Yeah.
But you previously have said that, like, the SAS style that Wayne Carey put himself forward for. It's probably not you.
No, but the SAS stuff, no thanks.
What reality show would you do?
I've done Celebrity Get Me Out of Here.
Sorry, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, thanks. Crime Stoppers.
So, because there's about to be a new Dancing with the Stars dropping.
I've been asked to do that before.
Have you?
Like, money talks, like we just talked about. But I think they offered me, like, this was many moons ago, before, I think it might have been pre-COVID, it was like, I want to say like 50 grand. It was 30 and 50 grand, but then like 2 grand a week. And I legitimately went back. For me to dance publicly, like ballroom, sell, all that kind of shit, like, honestly, you'd have to start at a million. For me.
Except because you can't dance?
Yeah, it's just, well.
Or is it so far out of your
I think I have a little bit of rhythm, but it's so far out of my comfort zone. It's just like, I'm happy to look like a fuckwit, happy to be ridiculed, happy to be teased, no problem. But dancing like that is not for me.
I thought it might have been.
I hold up the bar.
I thought it might have been your.
And I've seen you dance, Jason.
My rhythm section is awesome.
I've seen that ad.
Yeah. And I reckon I owned it. I reckon it might be your partner/wife who says no. Because are you with me when you watch that, when the guys go in and the uncomfortableness of when they cross to the wife who sits there as the.
I'd be made to dance with another guy.
Yeah.
with nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'll probably do something like something that you don't need a skill to do. You know what I mean? Like Amazing Race, something like that's not
Oh yeah, you'd be good at that.
That's not a, it's not as hard.
That'd be good actually. That'd actually be like
it, something like that. What, I don't know what other reality shows are.
Did you see Wayne Carey? He was just in pain.
Yeah, my body couldn't handle my feet. Yeah. Yeah. All the old footballers. You don't give up because of the mental. You're giving up because your body just fucking caves in because you can't do that. So no, not for me. That Survivor, not for me.
Oh, I reckon you'd be good on Survivor. You'd play with their minds.
No, but it's just like it's too hard. Yeah, exactly. Like. No thanks. Like, it's just, like, and I think I'd get blindsided because I'd be like, "Yeah, you're my friends. Let's go with you." And then they'd fucking knife me, and I wouldn't see it coming.
Yeah, but then, they might be scared to blindside you.
And that's the other thing. You'd probably end up punching one. And
They'd be scared to blindside you because they'd be concerned that you're just
not sure. I want to end up in an Indonesian or a Fijian prison for belting someone on the court.
There's a definite reality show for absolute you with Heath Shaw. Gogglebox.
So that's an easy one, obviously.
Filming you two watching shows would just be... Yeah. You wouldn't actually need anyone else.
I pitched racing Gogglebox years ago. I just think that would be so... Watching people watch
their own bets? Or,
sitting there in their room cheering on their own bets then bagging the jockeys.
Is that what SEN's trying to do?
I think they sort of have, right. Yeah, but without the vision.
Yeah.
As an audio medium.
Which probably helps.
Yeah, the vision's important, I think.
Yeah.
I've got two. Tell me what chance that either of these aren't a million to one, right? I might have priced these wrong. Mick Mouldhouse?
He's about a minute. You got roughly right there.
Eddie doesn't laugh at himself, does he?
Eddie McGuire?
Nah. Oh, he doesn't.
Ed wouldn't be keen on.
Ed might start keen and then... then someone would get turned nasty.
The concept of it.
Yeah, exactly. His roast back would be real nasty.
Yeah,
yeah,
he fights fire with fire.
Yeah, does he? Does he what?
Which brings us to Sam Draper, our new favourite.
What about Caroline Wilson? Do you think she'd do one?
No, I think it's a no.
I would say probably the same chances as Ed.
No, I'd say she's a billion to one.
A billion.
Yeah. That's how many people are you going to be lining up there? I'd say roast her.
Well, actually, by extension, I reckon Cade Corns would.
Yeah, Cade would be good. Yeah,
he's got the oath.
Yeah.
Is it just me? I like him.
Yeah.
Is it just me?
No, I don't mind half. I don't mind the points you made about Harley Reid on the weekend wasn't too far from it.
What are you saying?
Well, he just didn't criticize. He just said, is he doing everything he can? But in that example, it's a seven game player. Well, you can't pump someone up and absolutely think he's the second coming of Wayne Carey / Chris Judd / Gary Ablett and then not say anything bad about him. But
he just merely asked the question of why he was cramping in the last 5 minutes and said surely the club would ask him those questions. Have you prepared well enough? Have you, what's your diet like, etc.? Yeah. Because you were meant to be elite midfielder and you're cramping. Have a look at your efforts in the last 5 minutes.
And he had the weekend off the week before, didn't he? You'd hope he got amongst it in Perth during his weekend.
I don't think it'd be real hard for Harley to get him. And I think he went home, as someone said.
Okay, right.
I know more about this kid than I fucking know about my own.
Where is home, Harley?
Yeah,
exactly. He's a country boy.
He's in Victoria somewhere.
Bendigo.
Okay. He's going to be a wonderful player.
Bendigo, he'd be hard to beat at the Shamrock, I would have thought.
Chrissy Brake down there, don't worry about that.
If you fancied your own game, in, he was there, you're like, ooh, setback.
And there'd be some me types just as his mate.
Turtle.
Just running past.
Turtle. Yeah, you're right, Turtle. You'd be in there. Dish one out wide. Yeah.
So Sam Draper's out of your favour on this podcast, surely?
Yeah, mate. Did he get suspended for it?
Well, they denied it. Okay. He just happened to miss a week. He was being managed.
Groin soreness or something.
For saying that Luke Beveridge...
if he stayed, his
prediction was
correct.
That other players would leave.
Yeah.
Do you know what it's like to be taken out of context on a podcast?
But I think he was taken in context.
Yeah,
exactly what he said.
But it's like it's such a weird thing. Like the media love the fact that he come out and said it, but then they bag him for coming out and say it. Correct. Like they're like, well, we're all football's got no personalities. They're all fucking cookie cutters. Yeah. They're saying where are the personalities going? As soon as someone has one, oh fuck, you can't say that. You can't say you can't win either. But.
Be the personality that we want you to be. Yeah, say something that's interesting, but don't get too controversial or else we're going to whack you on the head.
Yeah, I think he's copped a suspension too from the podcast. I think he's suspended for a month.
I want to suspend him for being my only goal kicker in an all sports multi and he missed from straight in front. I suspended him.
I hope you DM'd him some abuse.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, absolutely.
With a hand drop. Yeah. Come on, mate. Guide the ball down.
So I was listening to the ABC, Mick Mordouse and Jason Ball. Luke Ball, Freudian slip.
Yeah.
And they were talking about, what the reactions would be. And Luke Beveridge answered it. And he answered it quite well when he was asked about, and he was quite fair to Sam Draper, there amongst your mates. What do you reckon Mick Mulhouse said?
I'm not sure.
It was a good question from Corbett. He said if a player was similarly disrespectful to you, how would you react?
From the opposition?
Yes. So if he was Luke Beveridge.
Did you not see what he called Stephen Milne?
What did he call Stephen Milne?
I don't think we'll say that either.
Very similar to the Reindeer. What's the Reindeer show called?
He said, if someone asked me, I would have said, I've got no comment, but I've got a very long memory. Has he got a long memory, Dave?
Yes. Yeah, it's like an elephant. My whippets. How did Bevo answer it?
No, he just said, oh, well, people say things. And
What can you say now? You can't call him a fuckwit.
Mates of mine who know Bevo well.
He would have been
so he's one of the greats bloke.
Yeah, he's great. He was a Collingwood when I was there. Oh, so, of course, yeah. Yeah, he's a beauty. But I'm sure Draper will go back to that podcast and he'll be...
Yeah.
But does it matter? So does it actually matter?
No, unless... Well, it depends where it's cut. Like if Draper's best mates with, Bontempelli.
Yeah.
And they know they're best mates with Bontempelli and they've been out socially and they see him, they Instagram him together, and then all of a sudden he's coming out and go, I know people will leave. Well, whether it's true or not, you're drawing conclusions. Well, correct. He's fucking best mates with, and I'm just using Bontempelli for example, he's best mates with Bontempelli. That's clearly coming from him. So then I guess Bontempelli has to have the conversation or Bevo probably up, mate. I swear that wasn't me. And then you want eggshells the rest of the year because when you're losing, you can get real fucking on edge. You're walking around on eggshells and then you start picking holes in people, what people are saying, and then that's how the club can fucking...
The AFL, I tell you what, we as the sport that we all love is so insular, isn't it? And so worried about nonsense that, unlike the NRL, Dane Swan equivalent announces, hey, next year I'm going to go and play for Brisbane Broncos. He plays out the solid year at the club. He's out. No one disrespects. Can you imagine the AFL, Marcus Bontempelli just announcing, by the way, I'm signed with Carlton next year, but I'll get the Bulldogs.
Do you think it'll come?
Of course it should, but they're not mature enough at the moment, the AFL. Yeah. They can't get their heads around it.
So assuming there was no connection, when I ask about it, it doesn't matter. Can you imagine... Or the players say, you know what he said about him, about us on the podcast. Let's.
No, yeah. The only people that care are the media because it's a story to write for a couple of days. Well, that's about it.
How do you think Brad Scott would have gone, though, the leadership group would have gone? Mm. That tend to be.
Well, when do the Dogs play Essendon?
I don't know, yeah.
I don't know if they have already or not, but.
You're right across your footy.
Yeah, right across it. But, well, we do a punting gambling podcast after this. Well, we get the lines pretty correct.
We guess the lines first. No one's done it before us. We guess the lines and then decide our
groundbreaking stuff on this podcast.
No one's guessed the lines other than Cousin Sal and Bill Simmons' podcast, which is the biggest in the world.
Guess the line. But I like it.
Yeah, it's our idea, but we copied it off them, but it's our
idea.
Okay,
sure. I can't believe how accurate the line is.
No, it's crazy. This is the world we live in. Now people are getting punished for talking on podcasts. Professional AFL footballers, you're not allowed to measure their weight. You're not allowed to have skin folds. You're not allowed to talk on podcasts, and you get a 4-week suspension for.
But just we want being you to yourself. Show some buddy personality if you don't mind.
It's an old world. So as a professional athlete in the 90s. No, I'm talking about the way Dane opened a little door there.
What was that?
Well, you would have trained with a lot of professional and very, very from the best, Kathy Freeman down. Mm. The not weighing yourselves because it might offend some people. Oh, now you're a father of three daughters, but also you were a professional athlete, and as I said, from Kathy Freeman down, you trained with the best. Just how would those coaches have been a bit more brutal,
mate? It's so ruthless. I mean, in track and field, where it actually has a direct correlation,
I can say it. Like my wife went to two Olympic Games and she was a 1500 meter, 5000 meter runner. I remember running in Oslo in Europe in a track meet and running really well, but her coach going, I reckon you're maybe half a kilo. We could just trim up half a kilo to, you know, take you from 48 to 47 and a half. And yep, okay, yeah, I'm with you. Imagine saying that nowadays. Like, you know, hey, by the way, I reckon that little half kilo is going to be important because you've got to carry it around the track 12 and a half times.
Yeah.
Mate, that's the brutal. I mean, I was in a sport with the brutality or the honesty of the stopwatch.
Yes.
Mate, I love, you know, you love sports where people are honest and absolutely brutal. And in footy, you would know, you would have rocked up and gone, mate, I'm going to blow this skin fold apart because I've been cheating all off season, haven't
getting
done any training.
Getting moisturizer on, getting the ice bath for the first time.
I'm in big trouble. Yeah. But you know, I mean, all it is an affirmation of what you already know as an elite athlete, don't you?
Yeah, well, it's basically just something for the coaches to focus on during the preseason and give you a measuring stick of where you are. It's like a time trial. Next, they're going to stop running time trials because, you were at the back there, so we don't want the slow people to get fucking yelled at, or the 20-meter sprint, or the agility test. Well, you're fucking not agile, so we can't be teasing we can't have the non-agile or the slow blokes being laughed at on the sheet up. So where does it stop? Short blokes, we're not doing height anymore because the midgets get laughed at. So where does it stop?
Yeah, remember back in the 80s, one of my best mates, Paul Cooper, played at Hawthorn, and he and Jason Dunstall were in the Fat Club.
Yeah, I was in the Fat Club.
And they used to run buddy loops of buddy the Boulevard out here in buddy double tracky pants.
Yeah, yeah.
And double tracky tops to try to lose weight.
It was the term of endearment. We used to get in there after training, go for a walk and get in the altitude room. It was beautiful.
Mate, it's a bit like, you know, primary school. Our local primary school, we had the ribbons. You know, blue for first, red for second, green for third, and then orange for competed. Right, but everyone got a ribbon. And then someone who got an orange complained saying, I want a blue one. So now everyone gets blue.
Yeah, if only there was a way to get
a bit
the
faster.
Blue one.
That's how you get a fucking blue one.
Everyone gets blue now. What's
And all the kids know anyway, so what does it matter? So like they don't keep score. Everyone, all the under-10s know exactly what the score is. Put it up.
Yeah, if you learn disappointment early, it braces you for your adult life. Yeah.
Spoken with experience. What was the conversation like when the coach broke the news to you that you weren't in the ones back at the Hunters? Well, he didn't need to break that news.
On my kids. I'm 2.5 years in to my Glenn Huntley career.
It's a great career.
I finally get picked in the ones.
Oh.
At the same time, I'm going out with a girl and from Waterville Way, Jason, which I'll ask about. Would we like to go up the road to the Ross Town?
Oh, yeah, of course, the Rossi.
Friday night. I'm a couple of beers in, but a couple. The club president sees me, does the big finger. What are you doing? How many games have you played in the ones previous? No, it's my first game. No, yeah. Do you mind if my wife and I joined you? I left his place at 2:30 in the morning drinking port.
Port, all right. How'd you go?
Oh, I'm tawny.
I played to my standard. So that's the suburbs that you're playing with. So I'm going to ask him about. I'll ask him about Swan FC after this.
This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, It's the Ox here and my good mate Marco.
Yeah, I like the start. At the moment, you're listening to the Swanee and Friends podcast. Gee, he was a gun, all Australian, a fantastic magpie, sometimes a little bit heavy.
Can you imagine if he had been a Demons player in the blue and red, he would have been playing along Nathan Jones. They would have been having tat-offs. It would have been beautiful.
Yeah, he doesn't like cheese plates. Anyway, once you've finished listening to the Swanee and Friends podcast, we'd like you to hook over to the Couple of Blokes pod. The Ox and I chewing the fat, ripping the piss, and having some fun.
So just search Couple of Blokes wherever you listen to your podcasts. You won't be disappointed. I don't think you will be. Just give us a try.
Right, it's Swan FC. Do you know what Swan FC is?
No, tell me. Please educate.
Just my, like the travelling Wilburys. It's my, like my footballing career.
So where are you at the moment?
Played at a place called Natty Bielba on the weekend.
Where? Okay.
Have a guess.
Do you know, do you know where it is?
Only because.
Oh, okay.
Only because. No, I looked it up knowing we were doing this before I get your review. Dane Swan and the head of Wynn, and I go to click it open and subscribe for $200 a year, and I thought I'd probably not get it.
So what's that, the local Natty paper?
Yeah.
In the town.
I'm going to pick without having any knowledge. It's near Swan Hill.
It's near Maryborough. Is that the way to Swan Hill?
Oh, okay. I'd hate to be dragged behind a car that far.
Yeah. Whereas you should know most areas, given that's where you started with TVN.
There's no racetrack at that place.
Exactly. Yeah.
Near Ararat.
Okay, the gateway to Stall.
Yeah, up that way somewhere.
Stay well.
Where we won. Last time. We won.
So you're playing, you play one game for each club?
Yep. I'm in, I'm up north. I'm in Maroochydore this weekend, which is nice.
In Queensland.
Yeah, beautiful.
So how, hang on, so how do clubs get you?
It's not hard. It's not hard.
Remember that asterisk?
But don't you need to, like, how do you register it? How do they do
it? It's all online these days. Right, so okay. I got an email sent through yesterday. I just click a couple of buttons and fucking away you go.
So you're playing for Maroochydore, but you only play one game. Yeah. And then you do a sporty that night.
It narrows his generosity, Jason. Yeah.
You do a sporty that. This is the Fev.
Yeah,
this
is. So Fev walks so we could run.
Right, okay.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
So, Marucci, so how does a club, so does contact you direct?
Yeah, I was, Pickett has got me a couple, Ricky Nixon's got me a couple. I've done it for a while, but it's not hard to get over.
But does it need to be at a, what grade are you willing to play?
The worse the better.
So like at old Zavs or Scobs, A grade amateurs who are just, but they could potentially get you a job.
Yeah. No thanks. Politely declined that.
Two reasons he wouldn't.
Yeah. No.
A, it's too good.
Yeah, those kind of leagues are just nearly past me now.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have the want or the drive to stick my nose over the ball anymore.
No.
I'll make some good business decisions out there. Like, a couple of balls have been like proper just. Yeah, I'll just turtle up. Yeah, no, thanks.
That's a no.
Yeah, not for me, mate. No. Because, you know what? Not because I lack courage, because if I hurt myself, the poor club the next week don't get me.
No, good.
So, like, it's not that I'm not courageous anymore. Not that I was very courageous when I was playing AFL, but I just want to give it everyone. I just want to give the best me to everyone. It. So,
handball receives, you're strong.
Play half back.
Do you play halfback?
Yeah, because you play forward. You got a boat next to you, and every time the ball comes, you get fucking whacked. Not that they're trying to hurt me, but like you get punched in the midfield, you're getting tackled. Halfback, I was going, I'm playing on the bloke who runs in the square, and I do not go near him. And I just
shake hands at the start and say,
"Yeah, okay, good game, mate. You don't touch me, I won't touch you." And that's the way we go. And then I was playing halfback, and
it's a little like I interviewed Greg Williams the other night, Carlton versus Collingwood. President's function, and Greg Williams is just hilarious.
Very good.
As you know.
Very good.
You've got to get him on. He is absolutely the best.
Is he prepared to talk about himself?
Just now and then. Just now. We had Nathan Buckley with him, but he booted Bucks off because Bucks had only won one Brownlow. But he told a very interesting, similar story to what you just told there about Tony Shaw, that every time he played, because I asked him, I just lobbed him up, Tony Shaw, and he said, oh, first time I ever played on it, he whacked me so hard, and I got up. And he goes, my jaw was sort of a bit sideways, and I said to him, "I'm going to get you. I will get you back." And he goes, sure, every time Shorey got the ball, he knew that eventually I got him back. And late in the game, he goes, I clocked him and got him back. And then the next time we played, the same thing happened. He goes, this happened about five times. And then we came to a game late in the season. Both teams weren't in chance to get in the finals. And Shorey walked up, shook his hand, said, why don't we just play footy today and not punch each other? He goes, yeah, okay. No. Yeah, I like it.
I heard the Chief Dunstall on Triple M a couple of weeks ago. They were, it must have been gather round. And he said Diesel's come over to the with a calculator.
Yeah.
And it had like, I think the number was like 5,200. He goes, you know what that number is, Jason? He goes, that's how many goals I set up for people compared to how many you kicked.
Apparently he's got, you know, didn't he put in some sort of a request for the AFL to reassess his possessions that he reckons? Penalties is 10,000, he reckons. He was short. Oh, that's too good.
Absolutely. You mentioned Fev Dane. Now, you interviewed him for the Carlton Hall of Fame. That must have been something.
That was fantastic. God, I mean...
He's another one who would cop a roast pretty well.
Oh, he is so good.
And he's fucking... That'd be a long one too, Fev. He's got a long list.
And he... Talk about... We love people who can laugh at themselves. Yeah. And he's just like a dream to interview because you don't need to ask him anything. You just lead him to where... And when he starts finishing one of his stories, you lead him into the next one. But I love the way he laughs at himself. And he started, you know, with his thank yous. And he thanked his wife and said, listen... You know, considering you've gone off the rails a few times, I've persisted, I've hung in tight with you, and the whole room just... Like,
what did he say? I'll give you one last chance. Yeah.
One last chance.
He's very, very good.
He's very good.
Yeah, I actually played Supers with Super Rules on Sunday with him as well.
How many games of foot? You're playing two games.
Mate, I know, it's tough. But I don't do a lot, so I've used it as a recovery, Supers. But he kicked 11. I think he signed his boot and gave it to the bloke he played on. Yeah, mate. He's fucking kicking them from everywhere though, Fev. Yeah, he kicked 15, he kicked 11 of them, and then he tried to give off a couple late. He's kicking them from everywhere. Yeah, but I was like, fuck, we're going to hear about this for a long time.
He's so good. You know, I'm proud of him the way he's turned his... Like, think about him right towards the end of his footy career, and now look at him now. Yeah. He's a bloody champ.
No, it's been one of the great turnaround stories, absolutely.
AFL Hall of Fame, or is it...
Well, he was just inducted in Carlton's Hall of Fame, and you would think...
I don't think there'd be any moral problem.
No.
Well, I think he'd probably...
No. Well,
put it this way. Jason, how good do you think you'd have to be straight into the Hall of Fame the first year you're eligible?
Well, I think... What is it? 5 years eligibility? 5 years out of the game, and if you're straight in, that just signs you as an absolute all-time great.
What about 7 years?
Well, that means you're a really, really good.
Eight.
You're not in.
No.
What?
It's a sore point on this.
I can't get him on many things.
It's a sore point in this, this podcast.
But keep in mind, can I?
There's just nothing to keep in mind.
No, can I ease your burden with the great Wayne the Dominator Johnston?
Yeah.
Took him 30. He only just got in.
I won't accept it if I'm
Four premierships for the Carlton Football Club. Arguably Norm Smith and Buddy, three of them, but he was runner-up Norm Smith, captain of the state.
I don't think it's helping him.
No.
Is this helping you at all?
No, not really.
I mean, you're better
than...
I'll
be fucking nearly 70. I'll be lost on me then. I'll be able to celebrate like I could now.
Okay, well, who got in? Well, this is where we pick apart who got in last year.
From my year, I think Bartel and Judd, which is, you know, two okay players.
Yeah, well, Judd's got you. Judd's got
Judd's
you.
Okay.
Judd's got you, but Bartel, I don't know.
Yeah. With him.
I've said this before. We got Jimmy Bartel in here. Yeah. And normally Dane's just beautiful, you know, straight into it, of course. We lost him for the first 20 minutes because he was trying to work out if he had him covered or not.
He just should have.
He's got a bit more team success.
Extra medal?
Yeah, extra medal. Yeah, well, he played him more grannies than me, so you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
well, can you know? Hey,
exactly.
You compare apples with apples.
Exactly.
Brent Harvey was straight eligible. As
well, it's a games. Like, don't count your games, make your games count.
Well, so, you're saying that Boomer had junk games?
Yeah. Well, and per
I'm saying this got back to Boomer when Dane said
he's played 500 games. Sam, he's what, 2-3-time All Australian? That's 150 games in All Australian. I played 250. I had five. So every 2 years I'm All Australian in my career. So, you know, Brownlow.
Are you sure you're not in this year?
I'm sure. Well, no, someone has to call me first. My phone number's been the same for 30 years.
So you know, so you've kept the year that you retire. Who else retired your year? So that's what you at the moment. It's Bartel, Boomer,
Pavlich, I think.
Yes.
And Pav?
I think so.
And they're all in.
No, Judd retired before me, but he got in. I think it was Bartel from the current era. Bartel, Pavlich, and Brent Harvey. No, Brent Harvey retired before me, didn't he?
This is the year the toys go out of the cot, is basically what we're saying. If it doesn't happen this year.
Well, I've got a direct line at the top. I'll put in a call for you.
Well, what you have got a direct line is, because sometimes he says, what has a man got to do to be in mainstream media? But now he's your Channel 7 stablemate.
Oh yeah.
So what's happening?
You watching?
No. I tune in, I see your great mate and my great mate Daisy.
He's going well, isn't he?
Mate, he is so good.
Did you watch him fight?
I didn't, because it was on Channel 9.
Taste Buds with Dane Swan. You haven't heard it yet?
Yes, I did.
Don't lie to me now.
No, I saw the promo. I didn't see the show.
Jason's normally up against you now. You're rivals, because he's doing the horse racing when
yeah, Taste Buds. But we're going back to, well, we got bumped on the weekend for the golf. I don't know what golf was
Live
on.
Golf, yeah, Live, women. Yeah.
Was it Live? Okay, yeah. So now, I think we're back at 1:30, I think, this Saturday.
Hang on, were you 7 mate, though, or 7-2?
Yeah, 7 mate. So, how many sevens are there?
Well, there's 7-2. There's 7-2.
7 mate, I think.
There's 7 mate. Well, the beauty of 7 mate is HD, because people want to see you in HD. Oh, beautiful. 7-2's, standard.
That's how they sold me. They go, mate, HD, you can go on HD.
I thought you'd be more of a 7 flicks guy, but anyway.
I'm 7 mate. So.
And is it your concept, or you just got...
Absolutely not.
You got phone...
Just... You've been in the industry a while.
Don't ask a question you don't have the answer to.
No, it wasn't my concept, no.
But they came to you and said, listen, we think that you will move the needle in regards
to... they haven't actually been honest with me and told me how many people they asked before me.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so I might have been a long way down the list, but nevertheless, it's me. I'm the front man.
Why aren't you doing footy?
As in, like, on a Friday night.
Yeah.
Mate, I couldn't think of anything worse. Because I know how much they pay.
But seriously, I reckon there is such a market for someone like you who actually... We grew up in an era...
There's a men in cast version.
We grew up in an era in World of Sport where, remember, buddy old Jack Elliott used to come on there and talk horse racing, which we love, and he would just spray people and just give them the honest serum.
Yeah, but you know, what I would love to do is, like, you know how the Carlton was just beautiful vision last week, Andy Marr and our flatters,
yeah.
A pancake. The Carlton, the Press Red Fred, like the Collingwood bias one, the Carlton one about gambling, like a gambling focused one.
You thought he was going to say about Collingwood, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I actually want you in the Carlton one.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's where they miss because they're too much the one way.
Right.
How good would it be?
Wrestling style, a heel.
You would have the heel. You're in there going, so they'd be like, oh, Judd's having a shot. And you'd be like, he'll miss this because he's a cat and he can't kick on the roof. But they need a bit of that.
I'll be happy to stick my head in the Wolves down the Lions then. but yeah, a gambling focused one would be fantastic. I think they need it because who's watching? I haven't looked at the games yet, so I don't see the lines, but who's watching the Dogs versus the, say, or Freo versus GWS on a Sunday arvo in Melbourne? No one, unless you're gambling on it.
Correct.
So I don't care about the pure commentary of the game. I want to know what the stats are, who's done this, like how often they average this against them, so you can piece together a multi, then you can fucking cheer it on with the commentators.
Which is with your mate, which I'll say to my mate, how many goals will you give me in Carlton, Melbourne?
Yes.
Tomorrow night.
Yes. Well, we do the lines later, but I'm thinking 8.5 points.
That doesn't appear generous.
It doesn't matter.
Be near a pick'em, wouldn't it, I think, maybe?
Yeah.
But...
Anyway, we picked the line, so we don't want to jump too far ahead. Hey,
it was a nice teaser.
I went down a rabbit hole. This one's I can talk about. There's a new book out about Ben Johnson.
Yes.
But apparently there's a really good doco, but we can't get in Australia, called 979. About the 100-meter fight.
Yep.
So I couldn't find it, went down YouTube, and there's all this rabbit hole about that era.
Yeah, amazing.
Yes. Have you got any memories, whether you want to say the names or not, for the sake of the story, of people that just suddenly started improving and suddenly looked a little bit larger.
Well, I think you were trading with them. I think the reality is that I mean, it's easy in the 2024 eyes to look at the 1990s,
yes,
and just go, hang on, what the hell was going on there? That doco, there was an incredible book called Speed Trap, which was written by Charlie Francis, which is an outstanding track coach who's Ben's coach. And it outlines stage by stage of Ben's rise to the top, so-called rise to the top. When he was running 10.02, naturally clean, et cetera, et cetera. And then him having the conversation, hey, coach, I think that everyone else is cheating and I want to do it. And how they went about researching it, how they took their dosages, what dosages they used, the results, how he was cramping, how he was feeling, how they were getting, you know, trying to get his body right. Then the all the weights that he started to do and the results. It is fascinating. And there's a doco coming out soon. I've had a smidgen to do with it through a mate of mine who's putting it together, who is going to get Carl and Ben in the same room for the first time.
Wow.
So that will be awesome. Now,
how would they have done that, Dane, do you reckon?
Yeah, no. Not sure at all.
Ben is now...
Are they struggling, are they? Or?
Well, no. Carl, not as much as Ben.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Ben, surprisingly now, is a clean sports advocate. So he goes around the world telling
deeply
everyone...
Deeply spiritual.
Don't cheat. Okay, don't take drugs. Don't do what I did. So he's more than willing to embrace, but Carl apparently has been a little harder to get into the room. So they are they're going to be sitting in a room, and it's put together by the same guys that put together the doco of the Himalayan guy that did all the peaks in 40 days, the major climbing the peaks like Everest and the like.
Another idiot.
Yeah, like not just do one, but do seven of them in 40 days or something. So
Mary Ormsby has written The World's Fastest Man, and I heard the podcast Richard Deitch, so if you want to look that up.
Yeah, how prevalent do you think it is in today's? Is the same Bolt dragon chances he was?
No, well, unless he was doing it at 14, because keep in mind he was the fastest 14-15-year-old we've ever seen.
Okay, yeah.
So, and no, I don't, but maybe I'm naive, but yeah. I just...
But also you're an expert at viewing... Because you were a participant as well.
Correct.
Did his action, because I reckon you watched Black Caviar, her action looked different. Did his action look different to...
Well, he just looked naturally gifted. And, you know, in Swanee, in your sport, you know, there's those athletes that are just... Doesn't matter what you do, there's some that are just naturally gifted, who are just uber talented, whatever they do. And I reckon Usain Bolt's the sort of guy... It's that would win in that men's 100-meter final. If you gave them any other sport, he'd be the best at it.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You say, okay, here's a golf club. I reckon he'd be the best. Here's a football. Here's a cricket ball. Here's a bat. Whatever it is. It's a little like Chikara Anthony won our most recent Winter Olympics gold medal as a mogul skier. Such a talented athlete. You look at everyone in that final, she was just a better athlete. In whatever sport, she would have been better. So he was just a freak. Is there some that are cheating now? Probably.
Yeah.
But probably not the ones that are really, really good.
Yeah.
The ones that are trying to get into the conversation.
Yeah.
Because it's improving you 1-3%. So you've got to be in the game, but so for me, I was lucky that I was not even in the game. Yeah. So it wasn't a temptation for me because... I was just making up the I was a complete dud compared to them. But if you're actually in the conversation, then it's interesting.
If you look at the Staywell gift from your era and the Olympic final, apart from the difference in talent, which is not being disrespectful.
No, of course.
The difference in body shape.
And talent.
were significant.
Yeah, of course.
I'm tipping everyone in the Staywell gift is still trading as hard as they possibly can.
Correct.
There's probably a reason why others were so much larger.
Correct. It's an interesting one, isn't it? You know, because once again, I go back to the... You know, the car in track and field, I think a lot of people of that era still think Ben was the winner because I think he was doing what everyone was doing.
That's the premise of that
correct
book. That there was the dirtiest.
And on that, do you think there's credence to having like there's been always been whispers of having a games where just fucking juice up your eyeballs and see what you can run? And if there was, like, can people run like 6 seconds or is there just a point like where it gets to like can you run 8 seconds? Like eventually
But juice up your eyeball will have to be, you'd have to be
uber talent. Because the reality is, you could juice me up,
yeah,
and I wouldn't. You'd still be a better footballer than me.
Yeah.
So the reality is,
would I get you in the squats?
Well, I'll warm up on what you were squatting. He's getting deep now, which is good. We're proud of him. Yeah, Shane Naylor used to do that. Who's gone on to be Australian, but he strength record holder, et cetera, et cetera, and veterans. And I used to run with him. He was a 4-time Australian 100-metre champion, built like an app. He's Ralphie.
But with talent.
Yeah. And I used to be doing 200-kilo squats and thinking that I was Buddy the Man, yeah. And he'd go, oh, well done, mate. He'd tap me on the back and he'd go and warm up on them. They'd put more plates on. I'd be like, what were you talking about? I think the premise is that you've still got to be uber talented. So James Magnussen saying, oh, I want to sign up, juice me up to be a 50-meter freestyler. A, what are you, an idiot? You're going to die.
Yeah.
Two, what is it going to prove? Like, if James Magnussen at, 40 comes out and breaks the world record, that's only proving, correct me if I'm wrong, it's only proving that the current athletes are not cheating. Because they're more talented, they're younger, they're fitter, they're stronger, and they're not breaking the record, and you juiced up was breaking it. So that's only proving that they're not taking it.
Fair point. Right. Well, that's the end of part one.
Australia's hottest golfing podcast is Talk Birdie to Me with Nick O'Hearn and Mark Allen.
I thought, I'll go and hit some balls. Go down to the range. Guess who's on the range?
Yeah, of course he is.
It's Tiger hitting balls. I drive the golf cart up behind him. He doesn't see me.
Yeah.
And just plonk the cart there, start hitting balls. He turns around and looks at me and goes, he said, what the f*** are you doing here?
Talk Birdie to Me. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.